From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. Democrats in the Missouri Senate have ended their filibuster of a proposal to require photo IDs at the polls. The bill was changed to allow someone without a photo ID to cast a regular ballot if they sign a statement under penalty of perjury that they are who they say they are. They would also have to present some other form of ID, such as a utility bill. It's sponsored by Republican Will Krause of Lee's Summit.
This is nowhere near where I would want it perfectly, but I think the good piece of legislation is one that both sides walk away and say, you know, I'm not happy with exactly what the way it looks,
sure,
but it's something I can live with.
Democrats still say they will vote against the measure. If the Senate approves the bill, it'll go back to the House, which also needs to approve the changes. Some Missouri lawmakers want to protect lodging websites, such as Airbnb, from local ordinances that could regulate the services out of business in the state. House members passed the legislation, which includes a laundry list of other provisions, yesterday. The measure already passed the Senate, but will head back to that chamber because of the amendments. Springfield Republican Representative Eric Burleson says the aim is to stop city restrictions that could block residents from renting out their homes to vacationers through sites such as Airbnb. Current restrictions could stay in place under the measure, and cities could impose limits for safety reasons. Blue Springs Republican Representative Sheila Solon says the measure would take away local control. The Missouri House has passed a bill to bar cities, counties, and law enforcement agencies from setting traffic ticket quotas. House members tacked on a number of additional provisions to the bill before voting yesterday to pass it. That means it will head back to the Senate. The bill is aimed at stopping public officials from requiring police to write a certain number of citations. It would also prohibit supervisors from suggesting their subordinates issue more tickets. Lawmakers face a May 13th deadline to pass the legislation before session ends. Missouri students in private schools would be eligible for the state's A-plus scholarship under a bill advancing in the legislature. House members added the provision to legislation passed yesterday that would waive the requirement that students must attend a public school in Missouri the 3 years before graduation. This would ensure students who study abroad are also eligible for the scholarship. The scholarship now goes to students at participating public schools who meet GPA, attendance, and community service requirements. It covers 2 years of community college tuition. The provision added by the House also would expand the scholarship to students in private schools that choose to participate. The bill is headed back to the Senate because of House changes. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.